Every signal he's been sending out since becoming elected is that he's a raving centrist. And he really, in his appointments, has not put someone in the cabinet that represented the people who got him the job in the first place, which is to say progressives and social justice activists, without whom he never would have won the Iowa caucuses. Certainly his anti-war stance is what got his candidacy to take off, and yet he has Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, someone who never apologized for voting for the war, and actually, if you go back and look at her statements, was one of the biggest desk pounders for the war. So that's been a disappointment. And so our position is we don't cheerlead. I mean, I love the comment from Edward Said, the great Palestinian-American scholar, who said, "Never solidarity before criticism." Our role isn't to cheerlead for whoever's elected president. Our role is to pursue social change in this country. And a lot of times the president of the United States, even a president who is a Democrat, even one who comes with some fluency in progressive politics, as Obama does, gets pulled and tugged in a direction that's not progressive at all or propounds policies intentionally that aren't progressive, and we need to oppose those. So I've got no problem opposing them. I'm already opposing them. The honeymoon's over for me.